So really, for any budget to be useful, it needs to be flexible. Imagine that you have got a product that takes 2 meters of material. Now, if you're going to budget for 10 of these, that means your budget is for 10 times 2, 20 meters of material. Now, that budget is flexible because we know that as the more we make, the more meters of material we would use. So it can be flexed based on the output produced. So if you did produce 20 of these items, you know that they should use 20 times 2, 40 meters. And then you compare that to the actual. And that's what we call a flexed budget. So a flexible means you can change it via how much the activity, how much the output changes. And then the flexed is when you do that and you work it all out and you compare it to the actual.